Despite economic stagnation in Europe, Spain's economy still is strong, and one industry that's booming is prostitution. Paid sex is legal in Spain, but women's groups are campaigning to abolish it. Generally, Spaniards seem content to allow prostitution as long as it doesn't happen in their neighborhoods. Jerome Sokolowski reports from Madrid.
It's a warm spring afternoon, and a lady in a cashmere overcoat and silk scarf is enjoying a leisurely stroll with her husband in the Casa de Campo Park. Marina Alonso is fed up with the half-naked prostitutes who solicit clients by the lakeside.
It's just that you come here in winter and it's shocking for the kids. Mama, what's wrong with that woman over there who's only wearing panties?
Alonso is not against prostitution, just not here in one of the few pleasant parks of this overcrowded capital city.
All I say is that people should do whatever they want, but in a place where it's not a public scandal.
Alonso's husband concurs. He argues that you can't ban the oldest profession in the world. The couple's views are widely shared. Many Spaniards still remember the Franco dictatorship, when even holding hands in public was prohibited. That was just 3 decades ago. Since then, prostitution has not been legislated, but now there's a growing movement to ban it. One of the leaders is Ana Botella. She's a city councilwoman in Madrid and the wife of Spain's former prime minister, José María Aznar. And at a recent seminar on the sex trade, Botella offered her point of view.
They say it's the oldest profession in the world, but that doesn't mean that everything that's old is right.
But Botella and national political leaders are walking a fine line between the laissez-faire public mood and the abolitionist approach favored by activists. Last year, the Spanish Senate appointed a bipartisan commission to recommend a new approach to prostitution, but it has yet to reach a conclusion. When night falls on the Casa de Campo, the place is crawling with hundreds of prostitutes, mostly immigrants from Latin America and sub-Saharan Africa. Many are dressed in skimpy lingerie, and the line of cars driven by prospective customers is long. When a car stops, a crowd of women gather round and pound on the windows. Frances, a 33-year-old Nigerian, climbs in and speaks about her profession.
I'm not happy. I'm not really happy because this is a dirty job. You know, you don't know somebody. He's not your person. He's not your boyfriend. He just, A will come today, B will come tomorrow, C will come tomorrow, next tomorrow. It's a dirty job.
Back home, she studied to be a hairstylist and had a steady boyfriend, but couldn't find work. Her friend, Deborah Samenu, who is 24, wanted to go to university, but corruption and poverty forced her to leave Nigeria.
If my family has money, I will not leave my country. I come to Europe to make a prostitute, no!
So she joined the exodus of illegal immigrants making their way across the Sahara Desert and then across the Strait of Gibraltar to Spain. An expert who testified before the Senate Commission last year estimated the number of prostitutes nationwide at 300,000 in a sex business worth tens of billions of dollars. For NPR News, this is Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid.